Shami Shviyas Daf Chaf. So the Mishnah, the continuation of the Mishnah before, discusses the Machlokes Tanoim as to how many piles of zevel of dunghills can you make on the field, and in what format and in what volume and what quantity, that it should not be considered the marasayan that looks like that you're preparing to work the field, preparing the fertilizer for the field before you plow the field on the year of Shviyas. So the Mishnah says, Oysa Adam Esadeyu, a person can go ahead and make his field, arrange his field, Shalosh Shalosh Aspatos Aspatos Lebeisa, with three different piles, three different dunghills for a Beisa, which is again the Mishnah said before, Yosim Mikan. However, if you're going to do more and more, even more than that you can make, even three, even more you can make is mutter. You can even do that more than three is mutter. Divrei Rav Shimon, these are the words of Rav Shimon. Now again, the question is, what's the Rav Shimon? We already had the Mishnah before to explain the idea of Rav Shimon. And the Marasan asks Kasha, what are we mean Moshe by repeating over what Rav Shimon said, being able to make these piles? Now, Lamaisa was saying that the halacha applies is that we're allowed to do only a certain amount in the volume, as the Mishnah said later, how much you're allowed to put into each pile. And each one is doing it three separate ones, so that's the maximum you can person do on a field, which would not be considered as if he's preparing for it. He's doing it that for Shviyas, but he's rather doing it just to store things. That would be sufficient if he does it in such a manner. Either three piles, or even more than that, is going to be considered mutter. However, Chacham disagree, Chacham Aser. The only way they allow it, until you lower the piles three tefachim into the ground, oh, actually be a shosh, you raise it three tefachim above the ground. And there's a reason for doing this. Mefarshim explained, because the whole idea is marasayin, that people think you're putting this fertilizer in this so you can plow the field. But if you put it down in the ground, it's now there are holes in the ground, the ditches now that you because you put the fertilizer three tefachim down, or you raised it up in a pile of three tefachim high, you can't plow the field that way. You only can plow a field when it's completely flat. And if you would be coming to a field and you had either ditches or mounds or piles, you would have to smooth it out before you could start plowing. So clearly, when a person does it in such a way, they can come and say, we allow you to do it in this way, because therefore clearly it shows that you're not doing it for plowing now, for the period, now you're doing it for storing for later, because since it's impossible to plow in this manner, it shows clearly you're storing it, and therefore it can be done. Therefore, we could do even more. Chacham don't tell us how many to do, whether we could do in all of them, even three or even more, like the Rav Shimon says, is it more than them? Are you allowed to do even more? And the question is also, in the Mefarshim, Bnei Moshe discusses the Shaila, whether you are, if you went and you did this, let's say a person made six piles, and he followed the Chachamim Shita, that he, three of them he dug down, and then three tefachim made into a ditch, or he raised them up three tefachim high. What about if he did on the other ones, would he have to do the same thing there? Since by doing that, it shows that he's not doing it for now, for later, would you have to do it on all of them, and every single pile that you put in, or just on the three? That seems to be a Machlokes in the Acharonim. Bnei Moshe's Mashma, that you would have to do that on all of them. It seems the Bnei Moshe would have to do that on all of them, but others seem to say that no, as long as you're Nikah, that shows that you did three of them, that way, then any ones you do above that, beyond that, you would not have to raise. That's a shaila in the Acharonim. So this is the Machlokes Tanoim. Mishnah continues that the Ois Adam Ezivlo V'Oitzer. That's only if a person making three different piles and he's putting in a certain amount in each pile. As the Mishnah before said, how much you're allowed to put in each pile. However, what if a person wants to go ahead and make one huge pile? Ois Adam Ezivlo V'Oitzer. He's putting all his fertilizer into a very big pile, storing it in one big pile in the field. Then, halacha is, you're allowed to do that because of katana. You're allowed to do that. The reason you're allowed to do that, says the Tanakama, because when you're doing it in one pile, nobody does it that way. Nobody fertilizes the field by making a very high top pile. You can't plow with such a huge mound. So therefore, if a person went ahead and stored it in such a manner, then clearly it's the otzer, it's the store, it's not to plow the field, not to irrigate the field or to fertilize the field. And therefore, there's no marasayin. If it would be a lock, I'd be able to do this, You could do even more, as much as you want, to make the pile as big as you want. That's the Shita Tanakama. Rameyer says it's Aser. Even there, it's Aser Achiyamik Shlosha, or Chibiya Shlosha. The same formula, unless you could dig down three Tvachim down, or you make three Tvachim raise it up in a pile above the ground. The same halacha applies, because we're concerned that, again, this Marasai even over here, and no matter how many you do, how big it's going to be, the same consideration applies. And the reason why it'd be Aser, so the we'll see in the Gemara to explain why Rameya Asers. Pei Moshe explains, a Sfirile, since Oysa Yosem Megillah, since you're making more than three piles in one place, we don't pass like a mayor, says the Pnei Moshe, but the Svarah may would be, I know it could, no one could plow a field with such a big mound, a big pile. So what's the Shaila? Shaila is, we're concerned that when a person brings fertilizer to a field, I guess the first thing you do is you make a huge pile, dump it all in one place, and then you take it from there, you make smaller piles where you're able to go ahead and put it into the ground, fertilize it into the ground. So it could be when a person sees, Reuven sees Shimon putting a huge pile into the field, in one big pile, the concern still is he thinks this is the first step of what he's going to be doing in order to be able to plow the field by putting into smaller amounts. So therefore, the luck would be you're not allowed to do that. Rameyer says it's usher. Again, we don't pass like Rameyer, but the luck would be that you would be usher to do that for the same svara that we think maybe you're plowing the field. This is my quote. Now the Gemara is in a question. One more thing in the halakha in the Mishnah, but how you learn Dov and Muat? If we had a small amount, a very small amount of fertilizer, most of the Bahailech, you can add to it a little by little until you have a amount. No, we said before you can put three ashpas or three piles as long as you have not more than 10 containers full at one time. So what if a person only had a small amount? So you put that one and then you add another until you can keep on adding until you get to the amount that you're not allowed to do anymore. That's the Shita de Tanakama. You can't do that. Same thing until you make it a dish of three. You put it onto a boulder, into a rock, raising it up. So therefore, it would be clearly shows that you're not doing it for now to fertilize it. Now again, what's the idea? Because when a person goes, and the same svara applies, when a person sees someone putting in small amounts, you don't realize, it comes later, you see a drop, a small amount, that's not doing anything. When a person keeps on adding more and he sees the guy going in and adding more and more and more, clearly looks like he's doing it to fertilize the field. And therefore would be considered awesome. Unless, again, you dig a ditch, memela, you lowered it down through tvachim or you raised it up, then the luck would be, it's okay because there's no marasayin. Everyone knows clearly you're not doing it for that purpose. And Mishnah ends up, you put it on a cellar, you put it on a stone. On a cellar, why? Because you put it on a stone in Orlizria. When there's a person who's plowing a field and there's a stone in the middle, a big stone, even if it's not three tvachim high, but you can't, the plow will hit it to break the plow. So if you have to remove the, it's a hard ground, you'd have to remove it. It's not right Lizria. And therefore you would have to take it off and remove it. So therefore clearly when your person sees you doing it, it's an impediment and therefore it would be also to do it. What's Elizabeth Azariah adding here? What's the Machlokas of him and Rameyer in the Mishnah? How far do we go? We don't pass like Elizabeth Azariah here in the Mishnah, the Bnei Moshe says. However, we'll see in the Gemara why this case is a bigger kiddush here than the case we said earlier, and that we have a separate halakha of the Mishnah, why we're arguing in this case rather than the case before. You can see in the Gemara is going to clarify where the machlokas is. Says the Gemara. Gemara says, Lama Tanu Tre Zimna. Break the Gemara Kasha. Why does the Mishnah teach us Rav Shimon's halakha two different times? The Chayre, it's the same halakha. In other words, we're talking about the halakha of the Mishnah. Gemara says, Tre Zimna. Earlier, we had the same kasha earlier, but they wanted to know, we have two statements, that of Shimon Rabbanan and Machlokas and our Mishnah, the same Machlokas and Mishnah earlier. We just had Chama Lad, you're leaving the Mosef on more than that, but we had this Machlokas before. Shimon said, you can be Mosef on as many as you want. And so what's the reason to repeat this Machlokas again? The title of Kiddush in the Mishnah and Rav Shimon in the Chachamim, so you could tell us the Kiddush is, that maybe before we didn't know you could add on more. And here the Mishnah is telling you, Chacham say you could even on more than that. But the question is, why did you have to tell us this halakha in the Mishnah before about putting in three? We already said this before in the halakha of Rav Shimon of what you're allowed to do. So there's no chiddush in Rav Shimon. It's only a chiddush in with the Meir Mafuldo seems to learn the Gemara Gemara's catches that the Gemara said in New Testament Bays, where the Gemara says over there, the same idea, why do we have to mention it twice? And the question here is a little bit different. Everyone agrees to this shit. So Mahful tries to explain why this cash would be different than the Gemara is asking earlier. But what is the Gemara saying? In the case of our Mishnah, Hashem is referring to a case where a person does less small amount per each ashba. You put less than 10 containers in each one. And the shaila is that maybe you'll tell me that if you're allowed to do that, maybe you would tell me that you can only make, still only make three, you can't make more. And the Chiddush Rav Shem is telling you that we allow you to even do more than the Beisav. You allow you even to do more, says the Ma'aprei Moshe. The Chiddush is telling you that Kondrav Shimon, who says you're allowed to put in three, and even if you have less in there in each one, you're still allowed to put in more, you're allowed to add. He allows you to go ahead and add more to each of the dungils, even more per besa, and that was not kosher, that people can look at it like you're fertilizing the field before plowing. So therefore, that's the Chiddush in Rav Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon repeat the halacha of Rav Shimon? The case of the Mishnah before is talking about the Mishnah before the person goes ahead and you put in exactly the amount of what you're supposed to put in. Three piles with 10 containers full of the zevel in each one. Therefore, it's exactly what you're allowed to do, and that's what Shimon's matter. But they allow you to make more than that, and when there's less of it each one, but it still can make more than three piles, maybe we wouldn't know that about Shimon at the Mishnah before. So the Chiddush is, Rav Shem is telling you even more, you can even do more than that over here, and that's the Chiddush of the second Mishnah, of why the Mishnah has to tell you again, Rav Shem is halakha. So that's the Gemara. Say Dr. Bryce like this, we learn a riot to prove this thing in Rav Shem, without Jesus, alone you let it go ahead and add as many as you want, per besa, as long as you don't use less than as long as you don't do less than three mashpelos, three containerful for each one, halacha would be, even if you have less than the amount you have, you can't do less than the three. In other words, that you can have less than 10, which is the maximum you're allowed to have per pile. But the halacha is, you can't have less than three. Less than three, that we won't allow you to. That's the minimum amount that we would allow you to plant, allow you to put in, to store. But it has to be between 3 and 10 what we allow you to do. More than 10, we wouldn't allow you to do more. And if it's more than 3, we would allow you to do even more than the 3 piles. That would be Rav Shimon's Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of this Mishnah. And so now, Bryce, we see the Raya that Rav Shimon learns this halacha, and that's the Chiddush in Rav Shimon. So the Mishnah is not a Chiddush in the Chachamim, this Mishnah more than the Mishnah before, or in Rameir, but rather the Chiddush is in Rav Shimon's halacha. Mishnah continues in the second case. Mayor says you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to go ahead unless you put in, you can't add on anything more, unless you put in three tefachim in the ground or raise it up, and that shows that you're not doing it, it takes away the marasayin, that you're not doing it for anything more than that. So my brother says Mashir. Our mayor says it's also in a case where the person wants to make more than the amount, more than that they're doing it. Other than the shear, but when you're putting it in, only the amount that we allowed you to do, the 30, 10 per 10 containers per pile, you have three piles, the halacha would be, we said before, that would be acceptable. But shoshim makom is mutter. In three places, it's mutter to do makom echad l'kochshin. Surely, the halacha would be to put 30 in one place. Surely, it should be mutter. If you put it in three separate places, what's the chiddush? Because whatever you do in three separate places and you're spreading it out, it looks like there's someone that you're actually fertilizing the whole field. And that Rameyos allows you to do. But when you're putting it in one pile, excuse me, even more so, it shows that you're not doing it because people don't do it that way. And therefore, he says, even in such a case, we would allow you putting in a large amount. Just allowed you allowed to go and do that as long as you dig it into the ground, or you're putting it onto a pile above, raising it up. And therefore, that clearly shows it's not for now. So even the larger amount, but Malcolm Echad, the mayor's Kiddush is, we would allow you to do it even Yosem Yishir, as long as you fulfill that requirement that it shows that no one would think you're doing it in a fertilizing field because you're doing it either three tefachim down or high, and nobody could plow the field in such a way. That's what the Mishnah adds on. That if a person had a small amount, halacha you're allowed to continue adding on each particular time. And again, you have to do it even without. Tanakama says even if you don't lower it, and the Rebbe says only if you lower it into the ground, still you have to have that difference to show you that you're not doing it for fertilizing. And now, even if it's a small amount. So the Gemara, puzzle of trade katri, you interpret the Mishnah, it's machloka, there's two different ways to explain it. You know, so how do you, there are two ways to explain it. Two ways to explain what the Mishnah is telling you. based upon the previous halacha. What does that mean? What's the Gemara to explain what the Gemara is saying? What the first pshat is by shalav davar more b'soch zebel shviyas. One way to learn the Mishnah is when you have a small amount of zebel in the field of shviyas and you left it there before shviyas, you can raise zebel lover. You can even add on it, and they're allowed to even add on to exist. To putting on new fertilizer is still considered good. You only do a little bit at a time. In other words, you had fertilizer there from before shviyas, so the halacha that could stay. You don't take it out, but you're allowed to add on even more. According to Chachamim, you're not even allowed to add on more. Each little small amount of time, even though eventually it's going to be look like you're doing it for Shvius, for the field now, but that you're allowed to do. Shaposki, however, this I look when it applies and you have to work and stop working the fields. Mara says, Avlez Ben Azayah says, you're allowed to go ahead and allow you to do that, even if, Mara says, it was there before. In other words, the Hatter that you have, that Allah would be, maybe would say, that when it's there before you, you have a little bit shvius, you're allowed to add on once the workers stop working the field. And you're allowed to add on a little bit more, because since the workers stop, it doesn't look like you're doing anything. Therefore, there's no Maris Ayin that would be permitted to do so. Because the Lesman Isaiah says, no, it's usher, even if there's nothing before, look, as you're putting on a little at a time, it could be confused that you're doing it. Someone may think you're doing it now. And therefore, that would be considered usher. That would be the Shita of the Machlokes Tanan, one way to interpret the Machlokes. What's the Tom? What's the Machlokes? And why did Elizabeth Mazar say it's no good? Why, just because you're putting to a little fertilizer to a pile, it's not considered, why is that considered anything? Why would someone think that's Maris Ayin? You're putting in so small amount, it can't do anything. To matter cases where a person will not be able to find any Zevo, be able to go ahead and put into the pile, and therefore in such a case, we'll find you'll be able to go ahead and put the field in Zevo, in that field. In other words, really what we're saying is, since Igmar says you don't have enough now, and therefore it's not considered a storage pile, you don't have enough now, you can't have enough Zevel. However, since you're going to go ahead, you're going to add on now, we're going to think now that's all you have, maybe this is going to be Mezavo Samakam, that you're going to use this field now. You're doing it now. What does it mean, Mezavo Osanaka? We're talking about cases where, yeah, it says the Rashmi Salu to explain, that was a pug of the Charlotte Shvius also a muet. You can't this that you're gonna have to go do this on even that small amount. The shamalo is domino zavel, you won't have enough to fertilize. We didn't some mazavel mishvius also a makom. So therefore you're gonna go ahead the little bit that you have, you're gonna mazavel, you're gonna fertilize with what you had before and what your little bit you're putting now, even though it's not enough normally for a field, and no one would think that's sufficient. But since you don't have anything more, someone may look at it and say, okay, that's all he has, and therefore he's being mazavel his field even with that small amount. Therefore, Zezra Lizman Azariah, it's still usher, unless you go ahead, you put it in a way, three tvakim under, or in a pile on top, so therefore, or in front of rocks, and therefore, it would clearly show that can't be for fertilizing the field. Now, it would not be a concern. That is the one way to learn the Machlokes Tanoim of the Mishnah, between the Chachamim and Tanakam and Lizman Azariah. But let's have a look. Mar said there's another way to interpret the Mishnah in a different way. To my case, a person had a little bit of a fertilizer, not in the field, but in his house before Shvius. Forgot to put it in the field. Now came the year Shvius. He wants to take the little fertilizer that's in his house and putting it on the field, put it in the field for later to store. So he wants to put it there, but he doesn't have the full amount. He doesn't have enough to make three piles of ten containerfuls. So I raised my brother. You want to put a little bit for me and take a little bit at a time and add to it a little bit at a time until it can have enough. And therefore, Allah, when the workers stop working the field, it would be mutter. But that's when it's ayosha. He said, no, even that's usher. Even a small amount you can't do, you can't stop. What's the reason why? Fake him out. What's the reason? Time of the desert. Shemalay, you must lose zevel. Maybe one of any zevel. He won't find anything later on. And therefore, Nipsam and Lazamakam. Therefore, he's going to have to use the zevel, whatever he found in an area. So therefore, we'll be doing it. Even though someone goes by and says that small amount that he's putting in there can't do anything. It's not the normal, it's not enough to be a fertilizer field. But however, with so many cases where the person knows that there's a scarcity, you can't get other zevel, you can't get other fertilizer. So therefore, a person will say, if he can't get it, look what he's doing, the small amount. But maybe that small amount is enough for him to be able to do, at least for now, because he has nothing else. If it could be that you're doing it for Shvius, like Lesman Azariah, you'd have to go ahead and put it a three tefachim down or above the ground. Therefore, would clearly to show anybody who make a mistake and think that small amount is something that's usable, and therefore it's enough that you can do. Therefore, Maris Ayin Alka will tell you can't do it. The halacha is that we say you cannot do it. You can do it only in such a case. That were two ways to explain the Machlokes, the Mishnah of Lesman Azariah and Rameir and the Tanakama. Zok to Gemara. Which of the two perushim do we accept? So the Gemara says, Gemara wants to know. Lo b'kvar humazul mi'er shvius. But what are we saying? According to what we're saying in the pshat, Gemara says that pshat tumakel we had a little bit of a field before lo kvar humazul mi'er shvius. Wasn't this an area the field was already filled with shvius? Because you said you left it there before the point of the first case. How could Elizabeth say you were afraid that person to go ahead and say that that's just fertilizing it now on shvius? That was from before. Bishlam in the second pshat. Second pshat is we're talking about a case where you didn't do anything in the field before, but you had it in your house, and now you want to bring it out from your house a little bit at a time. You don't have the full shear, so therefore we're afraid maybe there's a desire. It's still marasayin to think that you could go ahead and fertilize your field with this small amount. But according to the first pshat, that it's already in the field, it's already been mezubah be'er Shabbos. So therefore, what are we concerned about? It's already there. So why would you think that a person could do anything after a Shabbos? It's already in the field. He didn't do anything for the Shabbos. It was already there prior. Says the Pnei Moshe. What's the most kasha? A pistra kamaisa baruch. We're asking on the first interpretation. First explanation. Im shayel adavim uob esob adavim ba'ez already in the field before. Get us on the shamei of shvias kvar mezuvul. It's already fertilized. So what is the relevant desire? You're afraid you can't add on it because you may think you're fertilizing. It's already fertilized the field from before. But again, Bishlam, according to the second parish of the Machlokes, it makes sense that the desire is concerned because now you're putting in the katchila because you had the zevul in your house. And if we even know it's a small amount, we still think maybe it's marasayin. But the first pshat is already in the field. So what's the concern? Why would Elizabeth Azar answer it? So explains the Gemara to explain what are we concerned about. Here is the concern. Gemara says, what is the concern? The concern is we're talking about that in a case like over here, we're talking about the case would be over here. There is a concern. The marasayin. We're still concerned about marasayin. Why? Actually, yotzi esim hashbos ka'akas. We're still concerned about that, even a small amount, until you bring the full 10 containers at a time, or lowers it, or heightens it, it's going to be, or puts it on a rock, it's going to be yasser. In other words, enokanami. You may have been that he was zealous before, but still shy of marasayin. Why is it marasayin? So the Gemara says, because we don't see from before. We don't really know that person. There's such a small amount before, nobody really sees that you had it before. Nobody saw that you had it in there. It was too small of an amount to see that it was fertilized. And male, therefore, until you bring out the full amount of Eser Mishpelo, 10 containers full, which the Mishnah said yesterday that you're allowed to do, according to both Tanayim, and make three piles, or you raise it or lower it, three Tvachim, so it shows you're not doing it for now. Now look, it's still a Shaykh Marasayin, because we're concerned that no one knows that you did it before. That would be the pshat, the machlokas of the Mishnah, of why you can't do it now. Fake the Gemara, if that's so, lest Rabbanim and Zion, Rabbanim don't concern about Zion, it should be a concern. So why do they say you can go ahead and according to this first pshat, that it was several there from before, and now you got to go ahead and little by little, I fake the Gemara, the Chari good kasha. Rabbi Elizabeth Zayi is right. People don't know that the Zevul is there from before. They don't see it. It's a small amount. And therefore, it should be Mara Science. Or Rabbanan not concerned about Mara Science. But to me, it's Mara Zakasha. Why would Rabbanan say it's okay? Why would Rabbanan say you can continue in putting out things more by more? Continue adding little by little? How could that work? So, the Gemara, he said, Salo, my grateful, my chikal of Shirose Rashba. Come and say, since one's basket and the rake that he has when he goes to where to make a pile, show he's making a thing. You're doing it for, it shows that you're not doing it just for planting, for fertilizing the field, but you're doing it for storing. When a person goes out with the kalim in his hand, he has a basket and he has a rake, and he's taking it out to go to make the pile, clearly shows you're doing it for storage, not for later. No one's going to assume that he's doing it for anything now. Says the Pnei Moshe says, what are you doing? Shalom, my grifo, shemaitzi imo. You take out these tools with you. Anybody who sees the guy going out with these tools, mochikin alav shalash says ashpur mechavin. It clearly shows that you're doing it to make a pile, to make it, to putting it to store it there. That goes the mashpur. The way a person goes and stores zevul, but my grifo mechamachod, but chakin ashpur mechavin. You're not doing it. It's not the kelim you would use if you're fertilizing the field. So meila, you're only doing it for the purpose of putting in a pile. So therefore, when there's no maris ayin, because the act that you're doing is clearly indicative with the kalim that you're using, that the tensor that you're taking out, it's clearly evident you're doing it to make a pile, not to fertilize the field. Mamela, therefore, it's not going to be a concern of maris ayin. Said the chachamim that it's not a concern of maris ayin. That's what I come to say. It's mutter to add on a little bit at a time. That you're not doing it. Therefore, we'll be committed to do that. Gemara says, therefore, now the shayla is like this. Again, so why don't we say, halacha would be, according to discuss the shayla, if we say that the kelim are machiach, so why can't you go ahead and make whatever you want? Put out as much dung as you want, more than three piles, add as much as you want. If we're not making a hole in the ground or a pile or raising it up, let's say that the tools should be machiach, that you're not doing it for Mar Zion. As the Rabbanan say, the tools are machiach, that you're doing it for a different purpose. So therefore, why does it apply even to extend it even further? So the Gemara says, Gemara clearly saying, no, that much doesn't do. It's only enough to show that what you're doing now, it's not. But it's not enough of a raya, it's not enough of a maisa mochiach to be considered as if it's even new before. Hashem Kanievsky and his parish on the Gemara is saying, you're bringing out these tools. The tools are out in the field already. You left them in the field. So therefore, it's even more shows you're not doing this, doing amalacha. It's there, you're just putting the dar la'ashba, you're just putting it for a store. Therefore, the halacha would be that it would be considered mutter to do. That would be considered mutter to do. And this would be an explanation of how, in according to the first pshat, we have the machlokas of Elezer ben Yaakov and the Tanakama. And now we have to come back to the second pshat of the interpretation of the Mishnah to explain what the machlokas would be.